Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from South by Southwest in the Intel AI Lounge. Hello, South by Southwest. Are you guys having a good time in the Intel Lounge? Woo! All right. So I am so delighted to be joined by Michelle Bacharach, co-founder and CEO of FindMine. Welcome.
Thank you.
So Michelle, why don't you tell us about FindMine and how you decided to start the company?
Yeah. So FindMine is a retail technology. We're B2B, so our customers are retailers and brands, mostly in fashion. But the problem I started out trying to solve was really a consumer problem, which was that we all buy products in an individual capacity. So you might go out and buy the blazer, I might go get a coffee table, I might go buy a lipstick. But none of those products you use in a vacuum, you use them with other products, right? You had to wear a shirt and a pair of pants and a pair of shoes to get dressed today. That lipstick I might wear with like a blush and an eyeshadow and clothing. And the coffee table I'm gonna have in a room with other furniture. And there was nothing really helping the consumer to put those little universes of products together because it's really manual for the retailer to do. So we're solving the consumer's problem by solving the retailer's problem of how do you automate that process and make it consistent across every single product in the catalog of 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 products.
Now, this is solving a very human problem, but you're actually taking a very deep technology approach to solve that. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's a really deceptively simple thing that we're doing. If you go to one of our customers' websites, let's say John Varvatos, which is what we have over there, you'll see a complete outfit for mostly every product that they sell. And you might be like, okay, yeah, that sounds like what Amazon does. It seems very straightforward. But actually, for a machine to create an outfit that a human would wear is a really challenging thing because the stylist objective, it's a very like human quality. So teaching the algorithms how to put those together is a really dense technical challenge, and the artificial intelligence and all the data that we get, there's a lot of like processing that has to happen behind the scenes.
When you think about all of the attributes that you're looking at in terms of training an algorithm, what types of qualities are you looking for in terms of what's going to make the perfect match?
Yeah, so we do spend a lot of time on trying to dissect the little different attributes about an individual product, right? So take your blazer, for example. It has a color. It has a color palette. It's not just one color, right? It has a pattern. It has a texture, a material. It's a specific type of product, right? It's a blazer, which is under jackets, which is under things you wear on the top of your body. So there's a lot of analysis that goes into figuring out what the product actually is before we can match it with other products based on all those different attributes that other products have as well.
Tell me a little bit about your background and what led you to this moment.
That's a great question. It's one I got a lot from investors who were like, why you? Why are you doing this particular business? And the answer is really because I did product management as a career path. And product management is sort of about finding a user's problem and then figuring out how to map technology to solve it. You don't have to actually know how to build the technology. You have to be able to communicate the vision to technologists who is laying the code and all the framework to make it happen. But it's really about articulating the problem and a path to a solution. And then the second piece, why retail and why artificial intelligence, the problem that I faced as a consumer was so frustrating and a ubiquitous kind of everyday problem that I'm motivated to want to solve it every day of my life, right? And then my co-founder, who's our CTO and computer scientist, he's a data scientist, he's a genius, he comes at it with the approach from the artificial intelligence side. And it was like, that was the only way we could solve this problem. So that's how we ended up doing artificial intelligence, because we had the problem in mind. And the only way to make that problem go away was to use artificial intelligence to automate to get there fast enough.
That's a really beautiful story, actually, because it shows how artificial intelligence, while we think about it from a deep tech perspective, it really is just a business solution.
Yeah.
A new way of solving a business problem. So what has the customer response been in terms of the technology thus far?
I've actually was really surprised that nobody was freaked out that this is AI coming to take my job. It was like we were almost a breath of fresh air to these people who were manually sitting there putting together outfits by hand for the blazer page, and then going to the shirt page and putting together the exact same outfit, even though they just done it on this page over here. It was that disconnected and that manual and painful that really they've just been like, oh my God, where have you been? That's kind of like the cost savings or the time savings benefit that we bring to the table. But really what we do is we help the retailer make more money, because if they show the customer how to wear every product that they're buying, customers are more likely to buy, they're more likely to add an additional item to their cart, they're more likely to buy a higher price point item. So no one can argue with making more money.
I get the use case for the end customer. Is there a place for this for merchandisers as well in terms of putting together lines that they want to bring into stores or into catalog, et cetera?
Yeah, especially for individual brands who have a strong point of view about their products and how they should be worn and what aesthetic they should achieve. It was really important to keep the brand persona, the brand voice intact. Many companies can make an algorithm that put together pants and shirts and jackets and whatever, but keeping it on brand and something that a merchant at that particular company would choose to put together, that was the challenge. And so our value proposition to the merchants is, we're not taking the control away from you. We're giving you a tool set to scale your vision beyond what you could ever achieve manually, but you still maintain the artistic control, if you will.
When you look at this, you talked about data intensive application. Tell me about the technology solution a little bit and how you put it together. How do you scale that to address multiple customers?
Yeah, so for the retailer, we would have to make it easy as possible, because retailers have so much technology to stitch together, and oftentimes some of it's homegrown and some of it is open source and some of it is a third party, and that's a very big challenge, right? That's what Intel tries to help figure out that story and consult a retailer through that process. So for us as a startup to come in and say, oh, we have so many technical requirements, you have to do these things in order to work with us, we would never get any share of voice. So we had to make it super straightforward. So actually a lot of the machine learning went into solving that challenge. How do we not ask the retailer to tag 10,000 different items on a product, just make it a super seamless point of sale system in the store?
Now, obviously we're in the infancy of this technology, and looking at the retail space, it's so ripe for opportunity for AI applications. What do you think it's going to take to drive to broad adoption, and how do you see that evolution happening over the next few years?
I think that the first step is kind of recognizing that a lot of us are already using this technology, we just don't realize it. And so that if that's true and I'm not freaked out by the fact that, you know, I go on to my favorite store online and I see an assortment of products that is great and makes sense for me, and it doesn't scare me, you know, I'm already over the hurdle. It's not like this AI thing is coming to disrupt my life. It's actually there to make my life better, and I'm already benefiting from it. So I think recognition of how many places AI is actually making our lives better already is a big step. And then I think for the retailers, from their perspective, they have to think about how it fits into their strategy, right? We talked about on the panel earlier, you don't just collect a bunch of data and then all of your problems are solved. You have to think back in terms of the end goal that you want and then work backwards from there. Sometimes AI might be the right answer in terms of automating a process or teasing out insights from data, but sometimes it's not the right solution, and you can get to your end goal way faster by just taking a simpler technology, an off-the-shelf technology that's already existed, and get it done quicker.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for being on the program. I have one more final question for you, which is, I'm sure that folks in the audience and online are interested in finding out more about FindMine. Where can they go for more information and to connect with you further?
Absolutely. They can go to findmine.com, that's FindMine, or we can be found on Twitter at FindMineUS.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy South by Southwest schedule. Have a great time in Austin
this week. Thank you so much.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.